I'd like to learn with you over the course of the next few days the halachot of netilat yadayim in the morning. Let's begin with the basic question. Why is it that we do netilat yadayim in the morning? The Gemara in Masechet Berachot and Daf Samech Amud Bet lists all the berachot that we know as Birkot HaShachar, the beracha of Hanoten LaSechvi Bina, the beracha of Matira Surim, Zokef Kifufim, and so on. And at the end of that list, the Gemara says, Ki Mashe Yadeh, when a person cleanses, washes their hands in the morning, Lema, they should say, Asher Kedishanu B'Misvotah V'Sivanu Al Netilat Yadayim. That's the text in the Gemara that teaches us about this mitzvah of Netilat Yadayim. But why are we doing so? What is it about the morning that makes it an appropriate or mandatory time for us to do Netilat Yadayim? The Rishonim have three basic approaches to this matter. Rashba, in his She'elot u'Teshubot, Rabbi Shlomo ben Aderet, suggests that when we go to sleep at night and then wake up in the morning, we're to envision ourselves as a Birya Hadasha. It's almost as if we're recreated. We passed away overnight and then are recreated in the morning. And as a result, we're rejuvenated and refreshed for worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way that the Kohen, prior to his own avodah, his worship in the Mikdash, would and must wash his hands, so too we, as we set out on a day of new worship of God, we have to wash our hands as well. Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher ben Yehiel, disagrees and suggests a different interpretation to the reason and rationale for Netilat Yadayim in the morning. Rosh writes that when we go to sleep, our hands, in a natural, innate way, are askaniot. Our hands move around while we sleep. As a result, they'll touch parts of our body which are contaminated, which are impure, which are dirty. As a result, waking up in the morning and getting ready to pray and to say berachot and to involve ourselves in avodat Hashem, we have to wash our hands. We have to make sure that our hands, which became impure overnight through touching, are now purified through netilat yadayim. Lastly, Tur quotes from the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat and Daf Kuf Het. The Gemara over there refers to something called Ruach Ra'ah, some sort of evil spirit which rests upon a person when they go to sleep. The Gemara elsewhere describes us as Ki'ilu Met, almost as if we die when we sleep at night. Therefore, there's some sort of evil spirit which resides over our body. Waking up in the morning, that spirit leaves us, but stays in our hands, according to the understanding of the rabbis. Beit Yosef cites from Zohar to support this notion of a ruach ra'ah, which is left on our hands in the morning. Those are the three basic approaches to why we do Netilat Yadayim in the morning. But what's the difference? When it comes down to it, we're going to do the mitzvah anyway, regardless of whether it's because of a birya hadasha of Rashba, new worship, or alternatively the askaniyot, the movement of our hands and impurities of Rosh, or the birya hadasha of the Gemara, Masechet, Shabbat, and Tur. We're going to do Netilat Yadayim anyway, are we not? Over the course of the next few days, we'll talk about practical ramifications that each of these opinions lead us into. They have specific disagreements because of the rationale which underlies their understanding of the mitzvot. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.